Thank you.
Thank you. Next up, that's it for cases, yes.
Yes.
Looking for action on item C, secretary's report.
Motion to accept the minutes.
Motion made by Colonel Lewis to accept the March 21st, 2024 minutes. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Colonel Overturf. Any discussion on the motion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are any opposed? So it's 5-0, one abstention, motion passes. What?
I wasn't here.
4-2.
4-0-2. You actually voted. I don't think you have to be here.
Bye, I'll be in touch.
Thank you for my first time.
Good job.
Item G, discuss reconsideration.
No.
Nancy, we on?
Yes, we are on.
I'm gonna need your help with these, Nancy.
What's that?
These next two.
Reconsideration cases?
Reconsideration.
So.
The first, go ahead, Kyle.
So 24-083R, which one is that?
He's the one that showed up down here at 2:30 last time.
So at our last hearing, we had a appellant who called at like 10 o'clock, says he at Hartford at the wrong building and is on his way here. We couldn't figure out why he
never showed.
Couldn't make it here till 4 o'clock. I had the pleasure of interacting with the appellant.
Sounds sarcastic.
Yes, and in the lobby.
Sorry.
The appellant made a very concerted effort to get here. He actually took a train from Bridgeport to Hartford, got to Hartford on time, but I don't know why he thought he had to go to Hartford. He claimed he never got the notice where the address was, but he did. But it went to his residence anyway. Mm-hmm. He says he never knew it. He then took a train somehow or another, from Hartford to Meriden, and somehow or another got from Meriden, I don't know if it was on by Uber here, but got here at like 2:15 and couldn't understand why we were done for the day. So I would respectfully make a motion to reopen 24-083R since the appellant made one of the more concerted efforts I've ever seen to get here.
And he was very agitated.
And I've heard from him multiple times since then.
Yes.
Because we were supposed to talk about it on the 11th,
yep.
But we didn't have the hearing, so.
Yep. So motion made by Colonel Overturf to reopen 24-083.
I'll second the motion.
Second by Attorney Sinetti. Is there any discussion on the motion? All those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. The case will be reopened.
Okay, now on 22-849, this person did not show up. It was a New Britain denial. He was very aware that he had to have all his documents in to me no less than 10 days prior to his hearing, which he did, but then forgot he had a hearing. He thought it was the next week. He knew when his hearing date was. He absolutely knew when his hearing date was. Mm-hmm. We have an email from him. Actually, it's in here. Hold, please. That was Bethel's email. Maybe it's in his file.
It's not in his file.
It might be in his file.
Back there. Mm.
Yep, so it said he asked if we got his ATF explosive license. He made sure he had everything 10 days prior. Then he sent me an email at 2:56 on Thursday, the date of the hearing, saying, "I'm very sorry I missed the meeting. I've been off work due to an injury and just resumed working this week, Wednesday. I was almost certain that my appointment was the last week of the month for some reason. I'm hoping you might give me another chance." He was very aware. Like I said, he was all about that 10-day rule. So he knew when his hearing date was. So again, that's your call.
Any thoughts?
That's a New Britain case.
No, that's not.
You missed your, I get the first one, because I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember the whole planes, trains, automobiles. I'm thinking like he's in the back of a bus trying to get here or something.
This guy just forgot.
I was pretty impressed with him. I don't know that I would have gone that far.
He walked on foot.
Yeah.
I don't even know how he got home.
The new briefcase. No, I think at that point, that person just go reapply to the issuing authority again and start over.
Move to deny the motion for reconsideration.
Motion made by Attorney Sinetti to deny the motion to reopen.
Oh, I did it under Colonel, I did it under Colonel, that's what I thought Colonel Lewis was doing, sorry.
Oh.
All right, hold. Okay, so Sinetti's going to deny, okay.
Chief seconded. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Are there any opposed? Motion passes unanimously to deny the motion to reopen.
Contact both of them tomorrow or this afternoon, depending on when I get back to the office.
And Jen, and then this, I guess it's new business, more of an FYI. I did announce to the PDs that Sergeant Tassinari approached me a little while ago, asked me.
Maurice, she's not Tassinari anymore.
I still do that. She's in my phone. Yeah, Sergeant Maurice approached me a little while ago to help to co-teach a class for PDs how to conduct pistol permit investigations. I just do the what the board does. We did this in person 2018 maybe, Nancy?
Mm-hmm.
2017,
mm-hmm.
2018.
Yeah, but you traveled, didn't you? Didn't you go places?
We did them all
places?
Here. No, we did
oh,
them all
did
here.
Did you hear?
Yeah,
okay.
We did them all here.
Okay.
So now with, you know, teams, I think we're doing it on teams, it's much easier.
Yep.
So I don't know how many, we had like 30 something PDs
in
the last
yep.
call,
mm-hmm.
which is good. You know, she goes over a bunch of the new stuff. There's a new training requirement that PDs have to be aware of regarding if they're, whoever, whatever they're teaching, especially most we see is the NRA basic handgun class. There is now an addendum to that course for Connecticut firearms laws. SLFU has developed a PowerPoint for instructors. So it's standard across the board. So instructors have to provide very specific training, and then both the instructor and each of the attendees have to sign an affidavit saying they've been provided this training.
So it's two pages, right?
Yeah, so when PDs will now get the NRA certificate or USCCA or whoever's doing it and the affidavit saying they have received the specific legal training. So,
cool.
So that's about it. I think we have two more sessions left.
Okay.
Do you guys, are you guys interested in seeing them at all? Or no?
No.
Okay.
The one thing I did bring up.
My thought was it might be good to sit in it.
It is to see what, you know, some of the stuff, but
for the board, yeah.
Yeah, some of the stuff that Sergeant Maurice talks about. Mm-hmm. You should, you know,
I did go to those. I don't think it was 18. It was probably even before that, or SL.
Right. She's
yeah, we did it here.
Where did you say the date? You said there were two dates.
Yeah, Bruce Green item. Yeah.
May 2nd and June 4th.
The other thing is, I do inform the PDs that they can send the SPRCs and the triple I's to the board. So make sure. The non-sworn of us, make sure you keep up on your collect training.
Right, October, I think is our, well, that's mine. I think my expiration date on that is October.
Or we can just make Nancy responsible for keeping track of everybody's.
I'll make sure everybody does. I know that,
it's every
and
year,
I talked to Albert because he was supposed to do it too.
Okay.
I don't know
is
if
that
he did
the
it.
One that we took online?
Yeah, and you have to do it annually.
Do we get notified when we have to?
It's annual.
It was
I've already had to do mine. I already read
up mine. Yeah, because that's over a year for me, and I never got any notice that I needed to do it.
But the expiration date on my certificate says October of 24, which is, I think it's been 2 years.
It changed last year to hand. Well, so if you did in 2023, you're
but
on
how do we get informed? Because I never got informed.
I'll follow up with the state and I'll get that and then I'll send it out.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know how
they and Chief, you're suggesting that we sit in on one of the teams? Is that what you were saying?
I don't think it would hurt.
Yeah. Just,
I mean, you get to see what the PDs are required.
It's kind of clear that we're all on the same.
So is there a link for that?
Yeah, I'll send you, I can send, I'll send the link to the board. And just so that you're.
And then you have to pick a date?
That's what I mean, yeah, some of the new requirements to see.
You just sign on.
You don't have to pre-register?
Nope, you don't have to register, you just have to sign.
It's about an hour and a half.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it in the morning?
You don't have to really pay attention, you can walk out.
I'm sorry.
Well, I had it on.
So we have one in the morning and one in the afternoon. We did one at 9:00, I think there's one at 2:00, and then 10:00.
May 2nd is at 1:00, I believe. And June 4th is at 10:00, I think.
So when you send us the link, will you tell us the?
Yeah, it'll say the dates and times.
Which is worth, especially like the new, how, like domestic violence, the new statute is.
Being retired, I'd rather do it personally.
It's, yeah.
Come in, have some coffee.
No, it's a mix right now, so.
Have food.
Yeah.
We could all meet here and do it.
We didn't adjourn yet.
Oh, motion to adjourn?
Oh, motion made by Colonel Overton, second by Colonel Hadley.
Can we add, one more hearing for 2025? You know how we added a meeting for 2024?
Yeah.
Which means instead of 22 meetings, we'll do 23 meetings.
Talking about next year.
Next year, 25.
Yeah, we're just trying to, we can agree to that, we'll.
Yeah.
You want, we're agreeing to that?
No, it's next year, it's like writing a check.
It's in the mail.
Yeah, who knows about next year?
Like a billionaire or something.
All in favor of the motion?
Which is what time here?
Any opposed?
1:48, got it.
Yeah, 1:48, we're adjourned.
Woo-hoo! 1:48.